The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fareed here. Fareed, we have a lot of issues to talk about. One of the things that we have to understand is that the healthcare system itself is an industry. And one of the discoveries that came out yesterday is sort of unrelated, but it is not unrelated, is they made some discoveries with some very simple molecules that they could actually take mice and make them from 70-year-old equivalent human age mice to 20-year-old mice. In one day, not 1 month. We now know that a lot of the issues that cause vascular disease and perfusion, which affects every organ, DNA degradation and degradation of the endothelium of the wall, involves issues that are totally different from what we've been raised to believe. Yeah. Give you an example. I was raised on the Framingham study garbage that tried to tell us the lie that heart disease was caused by cholesterol. Now, I don't know if you know this, but this goes back to Canada to a study done by a big drug company in Montreal, Canada, in between 1918 and 1922-23, where the margarine industry started to decide that they were going to make margarine by hydrogenating vegetable oil. Now, when you pump hydrogen through vegetable oil, it could changes the structure of the fat, primarily of trans fats, but when you hydrogenate it, it changes the chemical structure so it makes it hard instead of it being liquid. And people didn't like it being non-yellow because it didn't look like butter, so they added a pigmenting agent to make it yellow. They did a study on pigs at McGill University, and it was really interesting. They found that 100% of the pigs, and then they later did it on rabbits, that they gave this trans fatty acid cholesterol substitute, that it caused massive vascular disease, but they covered up the data. Now, this is 100 years later. Now, the Framingham study, what it did, too, is it kind of also did the same kind of disturbing stuff. It tried to say that cholesterol was the devil. Now, if you actually look at cholesterol, 60% of the dry weight of your brain is made of cholesterol or cholesterol biomolecules. The best patch to your artery wall when your endothelial wall is damaged is, guess what? The word starts with a big C. It's called cholesterol. Mm-hmm. So if it's not non-neural hydroxycholesterol or trans fats or small particle HDL gets under the endothelium, or free radicals like hydroperoxy, nitroperoxy, and homocysteine, that the real damage is patched by cholesterol. Now, when you oxidize cholesterol, and I had Dr. Phil Broughton for years where I'd measure antibody levels against 9-neuronal hydroxycholesterol, and I also had the capacity working with a cardiologist doing lipid electrophoresis, and I had a dual laser refractometer, rheologic blood viscometer in my office. I was the only site besides this cardiologist back in the Eastern America that had one of these devices. And I have specialists sending me patients. And universally, anybody who's going to get vascular disease is going to show high blood viscosity. They're also going to show they have pro-inflammatory fatty acids. I've had 5 years ago Dr. Barry Sears talking about a fatty acid profile. So I can do a fatty acid profile on somebody and look at their lipid electrophoresis, and I'll tell you precisely if they're going to get calcified plaque in their arteries, high calcium score in a high-speed CT scan, abnormal Sinti scan perfusion study, abnormal spiral thin section CT scan showing arterial vascular disease, or an arteriogram or vascular study. So this is not, you know, airy-fairy out there. We have the science now to prove this. I think I can hear a background noise. Maybe an open mic is going on. So what people need to start grasping here is you're not dealing with a novice, you're dealing with Dr. Deagle. Now, I'm not trying to say this to be arrogant. I'm just like a three-year-old that just got happened to get 62 years older and asked 10 bazillion freaking questions because that's what I'm like. And when I asked these questions, I found out most of the stuff I was taught in medical school residency is total, undeniable bull. Now, of course, they graduate you and push you forward, not based on answering, quote, correctly, the multiple guess questions, because if you ask better questions than the test maker, it means you're smarter than the test maker, and it means you're going to move the ball of science and art of medicine forward. That's what I've done my whole career, and I've been persecuted along the way entirely. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm putting a series of videos together that you're going to be on simulcast on the cause of vascular disease, the cost of arterial sclerosis, and the actual studies that you can, or your radiologist or cardiologist can do now, including lipid electrophoresis, an L-methionine-challenged homocysteine test, levels of T-bars and oxidized 8-hydroxy-2-prime-deoxyguanosine, the analysis of various markers like factor V Leiden mutation, genetic SNP polymorphisms of your intrinsic and extrinsic blood pathways, which, by the way, these knucklehead drug companies like making Xarelto and Eliquis don't test, because if you have a wrong gene SNP, you're going to bleed to death. They never do genetics testing before they give these so-called death pills, do they? Now, no. You got to understand here, I used to make excuses in the past for the fact that I asked questions that my colleagues either in medical school or residency didn't ask. And I realized I don't like to use the term smarter. I'm just more inquisitive, okay? And you don't start off being smarter unless you feel really stupid and empty, like you don't know a damn thing. And you keep asking questions and calling your colleagues and going to university labs and doing stuff like I did over decades, and you realize you find stuff that the powers that be, especially in the healthcare industry, which is the largest industry on the planet, they don't want you to damn well know. That's just the ugly, nasty-ass facts. Sorry about that, but that's it. Now, when I give you a nutraceutical program, it doesn't mean I can eliminate all your drugs, but I'm working hard to do that. When I started doing this back in 1980, after I started my residency, finished my residency, and remember, I was an ecologist because I was one of the charter members of Greenpeace in the 70s, worked on my PhD in marine bacteriology genetics. I asked ecological nonlinear questions in the medical school and residency, and they said, well, you need to be a pathologist because you're too smart for this class. And I said, I already did a PhD in marine bacteriology. I'm trying to see if I can advance the science and art of medicine by asking questions to say, do you really know why these diseases exist? What's the anatomical, the pathological, the infectious disease, and the epigenetic and genetic cause? So when we look at something like cardiovascular, which I take tons of every day, in fact, I take 3 capsules in the morning, I take it in my drink all day long in liquid, I take a whole lot more later, plus I take Omega Supreme Pro, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, CoQ10 Ubiquinol, slow-release carnitine called VascuCare. I take other things like BioLVR. I take things like Simethyl to get rid of homocysteine, which is a devil, especially for someone like me that's a tendency toward diabetes. And if you don't understand that the population is dying from toxic overload, nutritional and metabolic deficiencies, food that's mineral depleted, you're an idiot. Sorry, there's no other word for it. You're an idiot. You're uninformed. The problem is the powers that be, including the medical ones, aren't any better off. The average informed citizen that listens to my program over 5 years knows a hell of a lot more than the average doctor of whatever specialty. That's unfortunate. That really disturbs me. Just like the little dance over healthcare. I could solve it in a couple of hours to tell these guys what they need to do to fix it, like we talked with Jim Fetzer. But you need to take personal responsibility. The thing that's going to give you wings and kill you really quick is vascular disease. Whether it's a deep vein thrombosis and embolus, our cardiac arrest, arrhythmia, cardiac induction abnormality and heart block, or a vascular event in your head because your circle of Willis throws off a clot or you end up with a plaque there that blocks a major artery to your hippocampus or your motor speech area. Now, if you want to listen to Dr. Deagle, you're going to thrive and survive. And I like to do testing to prove what I say is true. So I don't just provide free, and it's F-R-E-E, free email consults to tell you what supplements to take or upgrade. But I provide reasonable cost consults to actually review the records of your doctor and what tests you're doing and what you should be doing. And you'd be surprised how damn sloppy doctors are. Now, I'm a medical legal consultant, and I have 3 cases where anyone just closed recently. They closed because they saw my name there, and they said, holy craps, we better give the settlement to this lady because Deagle's involved. Now, the reason why that's the case is because if I get to, I don't even have to get to court. If I just ask the right questions and use quote marks and actually show what's really going on in the case, the other side's going to cave, man, because they do not want to face me. Now, if you want to get your health back and you want to prevent heart disease, because it takes 20 years of bad care, even if you think you're ideal weight and you're svelte and look good and you take makeup if you're female or you work out as a guy, but you maybe have vascular disease cooking away at you and you don't know because your doctor hasn't done a treadmill stress test or high-speed CT scan or lipid electrophoresis, you got no freaking idea that your high calcium score in your arteries is about to pop and you're going to throw off an embolus and have a great big damn heart attack. One-third of males over 30 in the study we did in Georgia back in 87 had STT wave changes multiple times, day and night, really bad ones, multiple times, one-third, over 30, we're not talking about over 50 or 60, that were basically saying, hey, I'm squeezing these arteries down, I'm going to calcify, and someday I'm going to kill you. What do you think, Fareed? I mean, does the public not get it? If they listen to my show, and by the way, you're not going to hear this elsewhere. You're not going to hear this on radio, YouTube, blog talk radio, anywhere. You're not going to hear this stuff straight up from somebody who really does know and actually will tell you what tests to do with your doctor, by the way. These are tests that are covered by your damned insurance. Most of them, like the homocysteine tests and testing T3 and reverse T3 levels and measuring, there's a very few tests that you can order yourself. Go to directlabs.com. I'll tell you which ones to do, or other labs that will tell you precisely what the heck's wrong. And we don't need to guess. For example, you can go to a cardiologist if you want to email me, and I'm going to put up the links for the endopatin endothelix test. So you can say, oh, me and Deagle just put up the link, so if I want to get tests to see if my perfusion's okay, I can go to a cardiologist. They'll squeeze my arteries with a cuff for 5 minutes, see if my reflux flow with either temperature or a flow parameter, plethysmograph at the end of my fingertips tells me if my perfusion's okay and I'm releasing the nitric oxide and I get a peristaltic vascular wave of my vessels to actually pump the blood to my periphery. Yeah, you have to understand, if you think your doctor knows, and if they do know, they're going to tell you what the basis for heart disease is, you're delusional. It's not good for business. If you're a candlestick maker, are you going to tell people about flashlights? Certainly not. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to say, no, that exists next century. Today, we got candlesticks.
Yeah.
Pretty funny, hey? So, let's go through the components. I want to kind of go a little deeper here on each of these, but when people say, well, you can't prove that, Deagle, I'll say, you're talking to Deagle, damn it. Now, some people think because I talk real fast and I get too technical, I'm just an arrogant SOB. I'm not. I'm just like a three-year-old asked Mama and Daddy, and when they told me something was a lie, I just tell them straight up, it's a lie. I did this to my grade one teacher at Catholic school, and she took me out and strapped me, and I said, is that enough, Billy Deagle? I said, I don't know. Are you tired yet? Sister Marie Blackie. Now, you need to understand, I got a damn backbone. That's why I see somebody like Trump. He's my buddy. Trump is a guy that's got backbone. He knows who screwed him. He knows it was the Paul Ryan who didn't table this, and he knows the conservative element within the party. That's why he's gonna court Dems, because he knows that the public, they want universal health care. They want it at a reasonable cost. They don't want the government in their back pocket watching everything they do or knowing their medical records. They want drugs at reasonable cost, and they want to have access to functional, natural anti-aging medicine. If you could take a molecule at a reasonable cost, it's going to stop you from aging, and you're 65, and you're going to look younger in 10 years than you did when you retired, damn it, you're going to take it, right? Well, we have a lot of those molecules right now. One of them is the formula in Cardiovasc. If you want your arteries to have a lower calcium score 5 years from now than it does today, you better darn well take it, along with other supplements we're going to recommend. And if you don't, you're going to have a cardiac event that's likely to send you on to the next realm, the eternal now heaven. And I'm writing actually a song called The Song of the Sabbath. It basically talks about the eternal Sabbath, about being heaven. And there's lots of time to get there. Believe me, it's called eternity. You want to lengthen the time you can be here, because the greatest deficit in the world is wisdom. And wisdom is only the purview of the wise and the elderly. It's not the purview of the young. It's not. You can ask a lot of questions when you're young, but you only have wisdom when you're old. That's why George Bernard Shaw basically said, wisdom is wasted on the elderly, and youth is wasted on the young. Well, how about being young and wise at 80 or 90 or 120 Well, your blood vessels still clean and your frontal lobes are still working. How's that? How about your cardiac function is still good so you can have sex at 90? Huh? How about not being a medical invalid for 20 years before they finally decide to embalm you? That's why I say, why don't we just change from Obamacare to embalming care? That's what it is. That's what it is. If you're on six or more drugs, you should get a little extra deficit in terms of the embalmer. Hey, we're going to take 20% off this guy. He was on six drugs. No, he was on 12 drugs. He gets 40% off his formalin costs. People say, oh, no, he drank aspartame, diketopiperazine, formaldehyde, and methyl alcohol. He gets 90% off because he got Rumsfeld disease. He fried his little brain and shrank to a walnut, and he ended up with all kinds of nasty illnesses directly caused by drinking Rumsfeld diet and death cola. So let's go through the components.
Sure. So one of the key components is a hawthorn, like other products, we use the right part of the plant. We're using the leaf and flower extract.
Yeah. Now, of course, this component is important because what it does is it is a cardiotonic to your mitochondria. Basically, most of the illnesses in the world, including the process of aging, is actually a form of mitochondrial deficit. If you look at the electron microscopy of someone who's older, there's two things that are happening that are very evident on an EM. One is they have decreased mitophagy, especially in diabetics, which means you don't get rid of old damaged mitochondria. And if you look at someone who's got the FOXO2 gene like I have, and you look at 100-year-olds, almost all 100-year-olds have the FOXO2 gene because they get rid of senescent cells. Senescent cells are releasing all kinds of crap. But if your body has got a way of, it's almost like I call the Trump administration. They're in the process of getting rid of senescent Obama administrative and bureaucratic maniacs. That's meaning to get rid of senescent cells. And if your body can get rid of those by taking things like cardiovascular, it's good. It means you got young, healthy, physically fit cells to do their job in the heart, brain, skin, whatever. So you look good, feel good, and you're not just good on the outside, you're good on the inside. So the next one?
So then we've got the 8 garlic extract.
And it's not just garlic to kill nanobacteria. It also lowers angiotensin-converting enzyme, which if your kidneys think you're not getting enough perfusion, it drives it up, and it drives up the vascular tonic tone of your vessels. So when you take cardiovasc, it's going to reduce the angiotensin-converting enzyme. But it's interesting, it doesn't have the negative effects of the regular drug ACE inhibitors. We call it Capitin cough, because it makes you cough because it blocks bradykinin and neurotendin breakdown, so it can cause pain syndromes. And inflammation, by the way. And it can also cause a cough where you basically have increased bradykinin levels in your bronchi. So you don't get that with cardiovasc. Next.
So we've got the cayenne.
Vasodilator. Cayenne is a vasodilator. It helps for nitric oxide to be released. And if your vessels don't release nitric oxide, the response to the vasospastic wave of contraction to create, like I call the mouse being swallowed by the snake effect of your vessels creating a peristaltic wave of blood movement. if you don't release nitric oxide, so we have several other things. We have Supernox and Beet VO2 Max powder. Macrophages, meaning in Latin big eater cells, eat these little globules of fat to go, uh-oh, bad meal, and they croak. Now, when a macrophage croaks, it's called a foam cell. And a foam cell is the nidus for the start of a plaque in your arteries. And it releases soluble ICAM 1 and 2. Okay, these are particular molecules. It causes platelet and fibrin degradation products to lay down like a Haitian tar paper shack. You do not want a Haitian tar paper shack in your artery walls, especially the bifurcation of blood vessels like the left anterior descending and circumflex arteries in your heart or the circle of Willis in your brain. Bad idea. Next.
So we've got the ginkgo biloba.
Ginkgo, again, is going to reduce blood viscosity, which is one of the reasons why you're going to stop this 4 days before major surgery. It's going to improve microcirculation as well. When we come back, we'll finish off this list and add a few more vignettes. So we'll convince you, if you haven't started cardiovascular yet, why the heck not? Okay? Why? You want to die? You want to have a major cardiac event to ruin your retirement? You want to have a premature event in your 20s, 30s, and 40s? And don't think you can't get one of these little events happening when you're younger. Everybody now is game for it.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
And welcome back. So let's go to the next component, Fareed. What's the next one?
So the next one is the valerian.
Valerian is very important. Most people are being killed by a very important thing called stress. I did a review of 26,000 cases of arthritis back in the 70s with Dr. John Woodbury, and we had lab results, ESED rate, anti-nuclear antibody, all kinds of different markers, even other historical factors. But the thing that was the best is that they actually had a stress index total. Stress kills you. And it's basically sympathetic overdrive. If you calm the nervous system down, a lot of illnesses lose a lot of their oomph. And valerian rebalances, so it starts to make parasympathetic, which is healing, dominant, rather than sympathetic, which is fight or flight. If your fight or flight is high, you're going to have tonic spasm of your arteries, you're going to have elevated stress hormones, elevated free radical levels in your artery walls. It's all bad. So valerian is important to rebalance the heart and the vessels. Next.
And so the final component is the milk thistle.
Milk thistle is a universal stimulant to the liver to detox. Most people don't realize a lot of the wrapper even on your fast food is actually frying your arteries because these plasticizing agents and xenoestrogens and toxins are literally cooking your artery walls. And they cause death of the endothelium, or they interfere with a thing called methylation pathways, which is why homocysteine or semethyl, which reverses this, is so important. Now, B12 and folate are helpful, but the only thing that will really reverse homocysteine is S-adenosyl methionine, and we have the only SS isomer. So you have cardiovasc, and I tell people this is a set of protocols, and if I have your testing results, then I can tell you precisely what nutraceuticals will work to reverse whatever components are going to make you die prematurely or suffer greatly before you die. You know, it's really bad to die, but it's also really bad to live with the consequences of vascular disease. Not funny. Whether it's hypertension and stroke, or deep vein thrombosis or varicose veins, or you go into congestive heart failure and die. You know, advanced QCHF is equivalent to survival rate to stage 4 metastatic cancer, meaning you're really close to death if this happens. And you can avoid a lot of that stuff by just keeping your healthy vessels. Amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, Fareed, what would you say to people that haven't taken cardiovasc and they've listened, say, for 2 years and they're in the age range and they know their pressures are high, but they're taking maybe 2, 3, or 4 drugs? Now, we might be able to taper it down to 1 or 2 drugs or even none, depending on their response to this. But they should realize there's things that cardiovasc does that no drug can do to make your vessels healthy, to decalcify them, to reverse plaque, to prevent cholesterol oxidation, to prevent triglyceride oxidation, to prevent the transformation of your, you know, your big eater cells into foam cells to make the nidus for plaque, to reduce blood viscosity. There's a whole lot of things that cardiovasc does that no drug can adequately do, isn't there?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
So even if your blood pressure doesn't change at all, and a lot of people assume, well, my blood pressure's okay, my perfusion's okay, I'm not forming plaque, not. We have lots of people with what we call normal tensive developing cardiac changes that are not good. Because they assume if your blood pressure's okay, everything's cool, and nothing could be further from the truth. Having hypertension on top of it's really bad, but just basically having accelerating calcification of your arteries or abnormal dyslipidemia or small particle HDL can still cook your arteries and get you in a lot of trouble, despite the fact your pressures seem to be, quote, normal-ish. Ish is a big term, isn't it?
Normal-ish.
So, I tell people, anybody over 20 is a candidate for cardiovasc. My daughter, Kelsey, is 24 this weekend on Saturday. She's been on cardiovasc for decades. And makes a huge difference, because if you have a child with Down syndrome that dies in their 30s, what percentage show significant advanced cardiovascular degeneration, calcified plaque, and nascent ready-to-go heart attacks? What percentage?
I don't know. It's a lot.
100%. So if you have a child or a young person that looks pretty healthy, they may be a little bit overweight, because children with Down syndrome tend to be hypothyroid, and they're having cystathionine beta synthetase and superoxidismutase effects, so they are on oxidative stress. 100%. So a significant advanced plaque equivalent to someone twice their age. So if they're 24, their arteries look like a 48-year-old average female, for example. And if they're 34, they look like a 68-year-old average male, if they're a male person with Down syndrome. So the best model for aging is not progeria, which is Birdman syndrome, it's Down syndrome. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most important things to reverse it is cardiovasc.
Absolutely.
Interesting, hey? You don't want to die, as I say, like Bruce Willis says, don't die hard. Die well. Looking good. Late.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. You'll notice that I'm doing at least two or three times a week. I simulcast dealing just specifically with NutraMedical show content, protocols, NutraMedical news, world news issues, etc. And we also are doing many videos. Last week, I think we did videos with Jonathan Gray, who will be back on this coming Wednesday. It was an amazing report. He did 238 photos that we actually walked through and did video on. We did Jim Fetzer's video, which we do every week. We haven't yet done the one for follow-up on Friday with Ann Morrison, but hopefully I'll get to that today after the show. We will be able to get it earlier because of the time difference. We have to get it early in the day. I was super busy just doing consultations all weekend. It was like, you have to understand this. I provide free consults by email to anybody in the world at no cost to tell them what nutraceuticals to start with or even follow-up modifications. It's only if they require a medical review of charts, records, images, labs, etc., or recommendations that I charge for my time, which is rare. Most of the time, I'm just saying, here, take these three or four things, report back to me in 2 or 4 weeks, and we'll go from there. And if there's specific testing, then we can start looking at doing a more involved consultation. Just want to touch on some of the news items that have come up over the past week and was discussed a bit last time. The vaccine illusion, how vaccines compromise our natural immunity and what you can do to regain your health. And again, remember, we're developing a new avian immunoglobulin product, which will be launched probably before the sale. I'm just finalizing the final name of our product for labeling. It includes 26 human pathogens that it can protect against. It lowers C-reactive protein, lowers gut-related immunological problems and respiratory-related immunological problems, boosts the immune system to fight all the major human pathogens, and there's no adjuvants and no toxins. So it's a remarkable new breakthrough product. It's an avian immunoglobulin grown on eggs, totally non-toxic, and there's no egg proteins to cause an allergic reaction of any kind for people that are egg-sensitive. So that's going to be really neat. We will also be launching our products in the next week for glutenase, which is a very powerful thing to remove gluten and the gliadin fraction of wheat gluten from your diet, which is almost in everything. And a lot of people are gluten-sensitive, even if they don't have a full celiac disease. Now, we also have a gluten immune modifier to modify your immune reaction. And the vitamin mineral mix, which is our cherry flavored vitamin mineral max in powder form for all ages, will be launching in the next few days. We also have the Omega Krill coming back, which is back ordered from our manufacturer, and the Elagic Acid DNA Repair, that's coming back as well this week. So lots of new nutraceuticals, old ones that have been on back order for a few weeks are back now. Let's look at some of the other major news items here. When we look at breast milk, is very important for the baby for brain development because of the essential fatty acids for brain development, the specific minerals and nutrients and so on that are in breast milk are far superior. In fact, DHA, docosahexaenoic acid, which is in our Neurogen, is by law for the last 20 years required in milk in Japan for babies' brain development. Interestingly, here in America, it's not the law, although all the research most of the time for these things developed, it was done in America and American medical and nutraceutical and pharmaceutical trade shows. So we developed it on science and someone else picks it up and does it. Then cholesterol, it's all good. When people say cholesterol is bad, they're uninformed. Cholesterol is not a problem. I don't care what your cholesterol is. It's what it's supposed to be. And if we want to lower it, it'll lower itself. Once you reduce the free radical things that trigger higher cholesterol levels, and we get rid of the abnormal fractions like small particle HDL, VLDL 3, and homocysteine, etc., the cholesterol will normalize because it's just a good patch. Garlic. And, of course, the garlic, which is in our Cardiovasc, the garlic, which is in our Allicin Med, is a rotor-rooter for your arteries. It kills off the nanobacteria, especially the Allicin Med and the Cardiovasc. Do new vaccines cause autism? Of course, they cause brain on fire. If people say you can't test that, you're wrong. We can do a SPECT blood flow scan. We can do a QEEG. In fact, I'm going to get the experts on from Lexicor because they trained me up in Boulder on how to do Lexicor scans years ago. And I'll bring on the experts and actually provide a hyperlink. So if you want to find a psychologist or neuroscientist in your part of the country or outside the country, let's train on how to do a quantitative electroencephalogram. It's a non-invasive test for child or adult. And you can monitor if you're improving their brain function by measuring the voltages across their cortex, the coherence pattern, and phase of the frequency of the neural networks to see if it's working. It's really easy to test. It's like hooking up your car to a computer to say, how is your engine working? Well, this talks about your brain engine. Those are real simple tests, non-invasive, and they're covered by insurance, believe it or not. Ibuprofen, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. These increase heart attacks, and we've got proof now that ibuprofen will increase cardiac risk by 31%. If you don't believe me, I've got all the articles in my videos from last week. I think I did it on Sunday was the latest one I just did. But I did one earlier in the week, too. DPT vaccines increased mortality 212%. Infant mortality increase. Not a good thing. Diabetes, of course, vinegar helps type 2 diabetes. We have a number of nutraceuticals that are very good for lowering insulin resistance. Dibetaline lowers insulin, biotin plus with the specific additional herbals and the minerals to lower the insulin resistance and GLUT4 transporter and insulin receptor number. Berberstatin to actually lower glucagon, which is a hormone that makes the liver convert protein into sugar overnight. And the Biotin Plus, of course, provides all these additional minerals and herbals. And then, of course, we have the leptin metabolic that'll lower leptin and insulin resistance, so your own body's appetite control system kicks in. If you want to control appetite, leptin metabolic. It's going to restore the normal leptin control of your appetite control centers in your brain. That's how it works. When they first discovered leptin, they said, oh, we got the miracle molecule to stop controlled appetite. Yeah, but if your leptin resistance changes, it's not going to work. But this actually restores normal leptin resistance and insulin resistance. Broccoli, of course, we have DNA repair, we have the Maligna block, and we have elagic acid. We also have Cell Defense Plus. So those three biggies will repair your DNA and even get rid of cancer mother cells. Pretty neat. And the things that help mobilize, by the way, fat are LipoFlush to get rid of fat out of the cells, Force Colon, and Cell Defense Plus will actually convert white fat to brown fat, and brown fat burns off calories and fat. Pretty simple. Pretty amazing. We also have another interesting story here. Side effects of Tylenol, we talked about last week, about how it can tremendously increase risk of liver and failure as well. Now, it's a new week for the Trump administration, and he's moving on to other issues. I think he can't just abandon the health care. I think they should come back to it. Once they get the tax and the funding of the military and everything done, they need to revisit health care. They should have an open house and forum to have known the more conservative elements. The 90% of the failure of healthcare rests on the hands of Paul Ryan, who hid the bill in a vault. And that's why Dr. Rand Paul was running around. Now, I don't agree with that all the policies of the uber right of the Republicans should have been honored, but the fact that they were trying to renegotiate after what they got, they thought was okay, and they already told in the White House to Donald Trump that their vote went from a no to a yes. That's not good. That's certainly not good politics to embarrass the president, embarrass yourself. They were going to get rid of Obamacare and get rid of funding for Planned Parenthood. That didn't happen. They also said it wasn't going to lower premiums, but that's going to be dependent on a lot of policies in phase two that Dr. Price from Health and Human Services was going to do, and phase three was going to allow cross-border competition and many other things that were going to come in other phases, because this is a reconciliation bill. So I don't know if they're novices and don't understand this, but they should have had open negotiations. So I put 90% of the blame on Ryan, 10 to 20% of the blame on the Freedom Caucus and the Tuesday group that actually blocked the bill going forward. And in fact, 100 people that were moderate Republicans pulled it. So to me, this wasn't necessarily the best bill, and there were things that Donald Trump said he didn't totally like in it. No one's going to like this. They're going to have to hold their nose and push it through, and then they're going to have to deal with other aspects in phase two and three. And they know that Donald Trump at the helm would get these things done. The fact is that if they start bringing on Democrats, it's going to become more and more liberal, and it's going to be, unless you control the costs of health care, which is drug costs, the cost for, you know, fee-for-service systems like crazy surgical fees where it's $30,000 to $100,000 or more for a procedure, a quarter million, people need to understand that that's way out of control. There are top surgeons making rates of fees on procedures that there's no other word for it, obscene, and their family doctors, pediatricians, and internists that are going bankrupt or being stressed out by trying to keep their offices open and working beyond their normal years they should, because they can't exist that many hours a week working day and night, sometimes in a hospital or ICU. When I worked in doing locums in 97, I worked during a full day and then had to work in the ICU at night. So I'd often come home and grab some dried out pizza at 11 o'clock at night and be back in the ICU most of the night, and then try to get 2 or 3 hours of sleep and get back to see my office patients. That's a formula to kill doctors. That's a formula to destroy their families. That's a formula for divorce and health collapse of physicians. And it's the environment that doctors are trained in. When I trained at the Vancouver General, we had 2 residents that committed suicide out of 12, first and second year. We had 2 that quit, and that means that we were on 36 hours on, 12 off, seeing on an average 12-4-hour period, 240 patients. I would put on average 12 sinks, take in Blakemore tubes, do 40 blood gases, and pronounce dead 40 to 45 people. That includes 240 evaluations in emergency, or on average 40 to 50 admissions to the hospital with complex orders, and callbacks for cardiac arrest in the range of 25 to 40 per day. Okay, so you think that you're going to operate as a normal human being in those circumstances, we call it the PIT, the Vancouver General, the second largest hospital complex on the planet. And this is not reasonable, and certainly not reasonable the way we treat doctors. later, and of course, if they're just barely able to make it with the cost of malpractice, cost of running an office, etc., this is unreasonable, and it directly discriminates against older doctors and female doctors that should be able to work part-time on a non-fee-for-service system, and if they want to work 3 days a week, it's their business. If you're an older doctor and you're 70 years of age and you want to be able to scrub up 3 days a week because you're still fit and able to do that, but you want to play with your boat or do some other hobby, like let's say you're learning piano or learning to play the trombone or whatever, and you need to have some time to be you again. And this is not a reasonable system we have set up. It just throws away women doctors that can't advance. It throws away elderly doctors who are fully competent, actually probably know more than young doctors. And it creates a system of shortages and desperation, and where people like our medics should be trained up as surgeons, and they're not. It's ridiculous. So Sessions is going to crack down on the sanctuary cities. There shouldn't be sanctuary cities. This is ridiculous. I should be able to totally cooperate with the local police. When someone's committed a crime, they should be able to grab them and start the process of deportation. That's just the way it is. This idea that criminals could be, you know, and I personally think that Donald Trump has absolutely no intention of getting rid of the DACA children, the Dreamers, or anybody who's a good citizen who's been here 5, 10, 20 years, had their head down paying their taxes and working hard. There's absolutely no intention by Trump or anybody in his administration to deport anybody who's not a criminal. That's not going to happen, period. And people need to get that. So they keep on saying these things like Michael Moore and Ashley Judd, Madonna, and all those other morons. They need to know they're talking about somebody that doesn't exist. That Donald Trump never exists in this dimension, period. Certainly we who support Trump would not support him doing those kind of policies. It wouldn't happen. The wall is primarily to stop drugs from coming in across the border, to stop a great percentage of people. Remember, 40% of people come in here, fly in here, or come on other means like boats. So it's going to stop primarily the drugs and illegal drug cartels coming across the border with trucks that cut through the fence and then just simply drive through. That can be stopped not only with a better fence or multiple hardened wall, but also with cyber intervention, so we can fly in or fly in a helicopter or whatever to intercede if a truck's coming across with a load of drugs. How simple is that? I mean, as Trump moves forward, this is going to stop the drug flow into America. Remember, a lot of these drugs are permittively brought into the country to pay for the $3 trillion of illegal drug trade, because they work directly with the drug cartels. That's why Operation Fast and Furious, done by the U.S. government under the previous Attorney General, was actually transferring guns to the cartels that were working with us to bring in drugs into America. So when they say they're degrading the young people, they're profiting off of, they're using that money for Bechtel Corporation to build underground cities and off-world space projects and all kinds of weird genetic and other experiments for the super elite. They're not facing the fact that the population is being degraded and young people destroyed. So people need to start grasping what really is the agenda here and what's going on. And this is not a conspiracy theory, by the way. That's another thing. Is firstly, if it was a conspiracy theory, it means it had enough evidence in a court of law or a grand jury, it would get indictments. And we have enough evidence now to show indictments that the Obama administration, if not Obama himself, is directly snooping on Trump to try to cause access, sedition, destroy his government and paralyze it. And that's dangerous. We got the debt ceiling. We reached March 11th. We have to pass new tax laws and a new increase in the debt. Otherwise, June 1st, we cannot pay our bills, and the government will shut down. That's a fact. I mean, this is not a theory. It's not open to anybody's speculation. It's just a financial, you know, fact, just like, you know, actuarial that says, hey, on a certain day, you got to pay your taxes or they're going to come and get you. That's just the way it is. I want to turn back and go back to the main website, NutraMedical, and we're doing a couple of things. We're working on improving the visibility and the access to the top bar that shows the bar just below NutraMedical. And you'll see I'm writing a new bio that makes it a little bit more reasonable. We're talking about below the Listen Live panel, there's archives. That's our old archives of the old Genesis shows and other shows that I post over there. I'll be actually posting up a few of what we call our special shows that were done years ago under that old radio archives, and it'll be on our own website. But that's a long-term project. If you want to actually go to our Listen Live panel right now, which is what we've done here and over on Clay and Iron, my website for the above government technology, all the geopolitical and spiritual issues, and all kinds of solutions, all kinds of issues like Fukushima Daiichi, The first panel is Listen Live, is Showcast. The second one is our Listen Live, is our radio show archives to our deagle-network.com. The third is a Listen Live online after it's posted up, usually an hour or two after the show it gets posted. The fourth is the Deagle Network Video Archive. So if there's videos, it actually brings you to the video archives over at Deagle Network. The fourth button, the fifth button is the Listen Live by phone, and you can listen, it's posted up. We directly have a system through our host monster where you dial 701-801-2263 and you can listen to the shows. We have the Listen Live RBN call-in number at 800-313-9443 if you want to call in and make a comment or a statement. There's three rules. First thing, nothing obscene, and no ad hominem attacks of the host or anybody else, except if they deserve it. Just kidding. We have the second rule is you got to stay on topic, so you can't go wander off into the sunset and say something completely off unless it's open lines. We try to stay topical. And the third thing is don't try to take over the show. Just so you know, we're trying to have a dialogue here where you raise issues and we want to continue. And by the way, if you do call in, do not expect you're going to be treated with kid gloves. If you say something that's challenging or requires a response, it can get ugly, especially if you say something that's damaging or dangerous. But, you know, be brave, you know.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
And welcome back, and we have a great caller, Carol, in Idaho. Go ahead, Carol. What's your statement or question?
Hi, Dr. Deagle. Thank you for taking the call. I've been wondering for a long time, why do you, for example, apparently, and so many patriot commentators seem to be pushing and encouraging the Trump administration to push through the very best, supposedly the very best health care bill for America can be had, okay? Now, I understand it will be far better than what Hillary and her company were pushing. However, health care is not one of the powers specifically delegated to the federal government under Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. Why do we simply not remind Mr. Trump of that and say, completely get out of it, federal government, it is not your jurisdiction?
Okay, I understand. I heard that from the Freedom Caucus and other people. Okay. Let me ask you a couple of questions. Are you still there, Carol?
I'm here.
Okay, good. Now, if we go back to the history of what America is based on, which is Judeo-Christian ethics, healthcare was something provided by the Kohenic priesthood 3,000 years ago. I know it's not in Article 1, but they can make a constitutional amendment. The fact that healthcare bill was passed means that Congress passed a bill saying that they wanted healthcare. Now, the reason why only 17% of people were behind this particular bill is because when you give a, quote, entitlement to people, even if we don't have control costs, they don't like it taken away. They know that even if there's a phase-in period of 2 years, there's going to be people hurt because they didn't control the costs of the system, they didn't control the fact that people couldn't afford the copays or the deductibles, they didn't control the drug costs, they didn't control the malpractice lawsuits, which both Democrat and Republican parties have factions there. So I don't think it's a matter of this Article 1 thing. The fact is, if Congress passes a bill to pass health care, then we have it. And they had a majority when they did. And American citizenry strongly support the idea that that national health care is an issue they want. Now, we do have entitlements. And if you want to look at entitlements, is there an entitlement in the bill that says the military-industrial complex that builds equipment has the right to guaranteed entitlements? It's, by the way, even the military, and I have worked for the military for like 3.5 decades, they get equipment that isn't necessarily what they want. It doesn't have all the specs they want, including whether it's the F-22 Joint Strike Fighter or specific tanks, and some of them are not IED-proof. But the military-industrial complex and pork barreling, which goes back to Congress and the Senate, so they can get elected in their local offices, are increasing the cost of a jet, say, 10 times, or military hardware, and they're bankrupting the nation. If I put my health care plan in, which basically doesn't, it gets the government out of the idea of data gathering, so it would shrink Health and Human Services. It would, my health care system, which I recommend, would, number one, put in something like a value-added tax, so you wouldn't have premiums. You could have, quote, a single payer, but you got to get the government out of the idea that state licensure, as well as federal, has to be involved with health care at all. It should be both are out. The states, for example, mostly state licensure agencies, specifically are protecting specific groups. For example, you saw this in Texas, where groups doing orthopedic surgery or cancer treatment were actually lobbying through the state licensure authority to try to actually de-license or to harass other doctors that were not doing something that was unethical or legally wrong, but simply because they were competing. So I don't think that quoting the Title I thing going back several hundred years where health care was not considered an issue is valid. People, Americans want health care. We need to have it so it's affordable. And this is a chimeric bill. The bill was not what it should have been. If it was negotiated properly over several months, they would have had a bill that would have involved some moderate Democrats and Republicans. They would have brought it in, just like we talked with Jim Fetzer in the first hour. They probably should have expanded Medicare, controlled the costs of drugs, controlled, get away from fee-for-service, state and federal licensure, get away from the Health and Human Services managing it all, county and a collective of doctors and patients and healthcare providers, including chiropractors, naturopaths, and nurses, could control it. Then it should be not a fee for service, but an hourly wage. And female doctors would be able to be, and their elderly doctors would be back in control with patients, and everybody would be covered.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO oil-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.